This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
I go to an allergy doctor because Austin's the capital of allergies. Tennessee's real bad too. Areas of Tennessee like Knoxville. But you can debate it, but they say Austin's the worst in the country because there's so many different types of plants. And in the buildings, in the big cities next to the jungle that Austin is, mold and fungus are just breeding, mutating. They believe GMO crops are mutating with it. That's been confirmed with the different floras now mixing together. Because you start splicing other plants and animals with other plants, it opens them up out of their species to be able to basically mutate faster. But there's the Philadelphia Tribune, fungus linked to deaths, what you need to know. I mean, it's everywhere. And I go to the clinic, and it's people basically almost dying from fungus. And when the mold goes up, almost everybody I know has huge headaches. You can't breathe. I've talked about this. Then they have Vox and others say, Jones and his doctor group make up a fungus epidemic and have to have a pill to treat it. What? Just like probiotics. Yeah, we sell a high-quality probiotic, things we need, things we use. And then they make a joke about antifungal when Bill Gates admits most of his new funding is into antifunguses for the gut. He believes drugs in that area will be the biggest seller in the future. So Bill Gates does it, and it's okay. But we do. We're bad, Dr. Group. What is causing it to get so crazy? I mean, 20 years ago, almost nobody had allergies. Now it's epidemic. What's going on?
I try to look at that. I think a lot of different factors. Number one, people's bodies are toxic. Their pH levels are off, which means their body is ripe. It's damp. It's diseased. It's dark. They have a lot of cells that aren't working at 100%. Their immune systems are suppressed because of everything that they're exposed to.
We're run down.
So yeah, exactly. With all the amounts of stress that people are under right now, their immune systems are working at 30, 40, 50%. So you're not able to attack the fungus, which again leads back to, keeping yourself clean, eating clean food, detoxifying yourself on a regular basis. The fungus out there, there's a lot of different types. It can mix with each other. It's basically like a plague that's going on. And really,
they admit most of the bats are dying. Most of the bats are dying from fungus.
And with people, one of the main things we found is that doctors don't know how to diagnose it. They're not testing for it. I mean, if there was a standard test that we could run on everybody, a blood test and a urine test, let's say, to test for a broad range of fungus and mold and yeast, I'm sure that the majority of people out there would come back positive, especially for Candida species and other species out there. So I think it's just not being tested for. Most people never even know they have it. They suffer for years and years and years and years. And all they go through massive amounts of different pharmaceuticals, antibiotic regimens, and then they actually find out that they have it. But regardless of what anyone's dealing with, Alex, you could pretty much trace everything back to a healthy gut. And that's why with the biome defense, taking care of your endocrine system with the X2, the biome defense, all the supplements that you need, the winter sun, vitamin D.
Is our micro ZX antifungal even back in?
What's that?
Are we still sold out of the micro ZX?
You are sold out of the micro ZX. We're working as hard as we possibly can. People are understanding what's out there and people want it. We're ramping up production. We're about to move into our new manufacturing facility, are moving in this month, which is going to give us the ability to produce 10 times, 15 times the amount of production.
That's why they're so scared, because we're exploding and they know it.
Right. We're helping people, and helping people wakes people up because you're decalcifying.
Oh, you know how much more people love us when they get X2 and it changes their life? I mean, this is real stuff. They're hitting us with all the bad halogens. We've got the good halogen. It's a win-win.
Right, because you understand what's causing your problem, and that's what should be taught to everybody. Understand that you do have a self-healing mechanism, that you do not have to run to the doctor's office for every condition.
I've gotten so much better since I took the MycoCX. It's just amazing. But I got to tell you, it hasn't knocked it out of my sinus, though. So we need to talk about something to do that. Dr. Group, thank you so much. We love you. You're so amazing. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Thank you.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants. And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out. Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right. Catherine Austin Fitz worked at very, very high levels inside the federal government. I think our computer's having a malfunction. I don't think we're doing that on purpose there. It's going to make me have a seizure here in a second. But we are in the middle of our 30-hour global live transmission in defense of Western Renaissance, of true liberal Western values. That means low taxes, religious freedom, national sovereignty, against the neocon, rhino, Republican, Democrat establishment. Donald Trump was doing really good for nationalism, killing TPP, getting us to be proud to be Americans again, and then he started going off sideways. Around day 70, as soon as Steve Bannon got basically taken to the woodshed, Catherine Austin Fitz is president of Solari Group, publisher of the Solari Report, which is a beautiful magazine and then full of information. She served as a managing director and member of the board of directors of the Wall Street Investment Bank, Dillon Reed & Co., Inc., an assistant secretary of housing and federal housing commissioner at the United States Department of Housing and Urban Development in the first Bush administration, and was the president of Hamilton Securities Group. Catherine has designed and closed over $25 billion in transactions and investments to date, and has led portfolio investment strategy of $300 billion of financial assets and liabilities. Catherine graduated from University of Pennsylvania and Worldton School with her MBA, and studied Mandarin Chinese at the Chinese University in Hong Kong, Solari.com. I was thinking, we got to get her on. It's been a couple of years. Just time flashes by. And you get her on every month if she'll do it. I've sent crew out to interview her, you name it. But it's great to have her on, because just today we've learned that the Treasury Secretary Mnuchin admits that our reports from Dr. Corsi 2 months ago that they've raided Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac under Obama to pay for Obamacare. That's true. She's an expert on that, obviously, being with HUD. And we've got this teetering economy. We've got Trump trying to prop it up. You've got Jared Kushner on the Soros payroll. You've got just all this craziness going on, all these talk of war coming up. It's just a crazy, crazy time to be alive. So I appreciate her coming on to discuss all this, just the state of the world, where she sees this going. Catherine, great to have you with us.
Alex, it's great to be on. You're doing great things.
You're doing great things. Where do you want to start? I mean, you're the banking expert here. What, state of the world, what's happening with Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, what you think of Trump? I mean, what's your view?
So hold up the cover of our wrap-up. Can you hold up the cover of our wrap-up?
Yes, I can. It's right here.
Okay, so what's the question it asks?
It asks, can a new administration preserve a prosperous economy without more debt, crime, and war, with a dove on the front?
Exactly. So the question is, Donald Trump became president and walked into a machinery that is totally dependent on a war economy. And what has happened is, you know, he was doing great for about 70 days, and now he's done a variety of U-turns, and it looks like the war economy has taken over. Do you remember my red button story?
Yes. Well, let's tell the red button story again. You haven't told it in a few years here.
I was talking to a group of wonderful people called Spiritual Frontiers Foundation International, and this was in 2000, and we were talking about the congressional testimony on allegations of the intelligence agencies selling narcotics into South Central LA. So I said to them, you know, at the time, a Department of Justice spokesperson told a reporter I was working with that the U.S. economy launders $500 billion to $1 trillion a year of all dirty money. So I said to this wonderful group of spiritually evolved people, what would happen if we stopped being the global leader on laundering $500 billion to $1 trillion a year of money? And we had a little conversation, and they said, well, you know, we'd have trouble keeping the stock market up. That money would go to London or Zurich or Hong Kong, and we'd have trouble financing the government deficit. And I said, okay, let's pretend there's a big red button up here on the lectern, and if you push that button, you can stop all hard narcotics trafficking in your county, your city, your town, your state tomorrow, thus offending the people who control $500 billion to $1 trillion of all dirty money. And out of 100 people dedicated to evolving our society spiritually, the point of the conference, only one would push the button. So I said to the other 99, now, why would you not push the button? And they said, we don't want our government checks to stop. We don't want our taxes to go up, and we don't want our IRAs and 401ks to go down. So the whole issue for the Trump administration
is the genius of corruption, because they get us into a system like cancer that's into our heart. You cut it out, you bleed to death. I mean, that's kind of a layman way of saying it, but it's really the mystery of evil.
The U.S. economy is addicted to the war economy and to dirty money. And you can't drain the swamp in Washington unless 3,100 counties in America are willing to drain the swamp one county at a time. Because the swamp is from sea to shining sea.
This is very profound. We are the swamp. Drudge says that the swamp is draining Trump. Isn't it just that we are the swamp?
The swamp is draining Trump. Trump can drain a lot of swamp from Washington on any issue where he has an 80% or higher consensus. But he doesn't have an 80% higher consensus, which makes him a prisoner of the machinery. So the question is, how do you get out of that box? How do you change things? The way you get out of it is through the budget, You delegate the information on the budget to 3,100 counties, and 3,100 counties help you re-engineer that budget one county at a time. You can't re-engineer it in Washington. So if we take a look at the healthcare system, if you look at all the constituencies who are subject to the healthcare budget, none of them are willing to buy into an economic situation or solution. So that's why the Senate and the House are just going around and around and around, because their constituencies won't buy into something that works. That's why if you go to my website at Solaria.com, I have a new commentary up called That Pesky Constitution, about the president's comments on the Constitution earlier this week. And in it, there's a link to a letter to my congresswoman where I basically say, here's what you do. You tell all the federal agencies to publish all of their budgets on a place-based basis so we can read them by county, and you start to engage the general population in real solutions. Now, you've covered this, so you know. The number one problem in the budget, what is it? $11.5 trillion is missing from the federal government. So let's go back to 1998. For the last 20-plus years, what we've done, Alex, is the taxpayers have put money in, and they've paid, you know, for money disappearing out the back door, and those assets are owned by private parties. Then they've paid $6 trillion for war in the Middle East, but the private assets picked up through that are owned by private parties. And then finally, they've paid for all this technology through the black budget, and all that technology is owned by private parties. So if I keep putting money in a pot, but the money disappears or goes to finance somebody else's assets, I'm never going to be able to get it in balance. And with $11.5 trillion missing from the federal government, and the federal government refusing to comply with the laws about financial statements, we're in a situation now where we've had a financial coup d'etat, the money's stolen, and now everyone in Congress doesn't want to turn to the American people and say, you know something? The money you were going to use for nursing homes is gone.
Exactly. So how's the clock ticking? How long do we have? What happens if this doesn't fundamentally get changed?
Well, in theory, you can keep this going forever. It's a matter of – it's a military and intelligence question of whether you can apply enough force domestically and internationally to hold it together forever. In theory, it's possible. That's what I've called – they've held it together with what I call the slow burn. But you're using a system that both internationally and domestically requires more and more and more force. And as you can see – you're getting pushback all over the world. That's what the Trump election was about. That's what Brexit was about. You're getting pushback, and it's very much draining the productivity in the system. That's why the pushback on the Trump election was so hard. You've basically decimated productivity of individual people and a lot of small business.
Sure, so people are rebelling against globalism, but then they compromise whoever we put in because the swamp is there.
They're not rebelling against globalization. Interestingly enough, globalization wants to happen for market purposes. They are pushing back against a system which is centralizing control.
Sure, I meant since the centralized global control system, not true globalism.
Right, exactly. So what they're against is illegal. Basically, the federal government, I told you this story, I went to see the chief of staff to the chairman of the subcommittee that oversees HUD, and it was, I think, 2001. And I said to her, this was before the appropriation bills were voted out, and it was somebody I didn't know, and the person said, what do you think is going on at the Department of Housing and Urban Development? And I said, I don't know. What do you think is going on? And they looked me dead in the eye and said, HUD is being run as a criminal enterprise. And I said, I don't disagree, but for HUD to be run as a criminal enterprise to engage in all the mortgage fraud that created the housing bubble, it had to be run as a criminal enterprise by the Department of Justice, the U.S. Treasury, the New York Fed member banks, and the big defense contractors that ran HUD. So you're talking about a machinery that is engaged in financing a reality which is completely different than the official reality. And the way I say it is, we've got one budget that is financing two civilizations, and the second civilization is completely invisible and non-transparent.
Exactly. We've got a breakaway civilization when we come back with Catherine Austin Fitz, but the highest level of banking and the whole global system. I'm going to break down what is that breakaway civilization. what is its goals? Because more and more it talks about just getting rid of the lower level civilization and phasing us out with robotics and things, making us obsolete. I ask, where's all this going? The globalists have an exit strategy. And the exit strategy, the end game, is getting rid of the majority of us. And a lot of the public acts like they don't care, so maybe the globalists have a right to do it. I've kind of gotten to that point. I don't support it, but if the public wants to be poisoned and destroyed and won't stand up for themselves, then they get what they deserve. I'll be right back. Stay with us.
Hiring is the most challenging part of my job. It's really hard. The searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100-plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them. Thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Are you dreaming of a summer vacation? It's time to stop dreaming and start booking. Hi, I'm Jen O'Neill.
And I'm Jeff Manheimer.
And we're the founders of Tripping.com, the world's largest site for vacation rentals.
With more than 10 million vacation rentals to choose from, Tripping.com makes it easy to find the perfect beach house, lake house, or condo for your big summer vacation.
And with access to all of those properties, we can tell you that now is the time to find the best places and the best prices for your dream vacation rental.
That's TRIPPING.com.
To find the perfect place to stay, go to Tripping.com today.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
It's called the Deep State. Barack Obama's most loyal aides still hold office, and they want to stop President Trump. Deep State was first revealed in the runaway New York Times bestseller, Big Agenda. David Horowitz's Big Agenda exposes Obama's government in exile and his shocking plan. Newsmax, Lou Dobbs, Ann Coulter all say you must read Big Agenda at bookstores everywhere, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
Catherine Austin Fitch is our guest. She's with us about 10 minutes in the next segment. I'm going to open the phones up on any issue you'd like to discuss. This live Wednesday edition. Solari is her website, solari.com. Her magazine, The Solari Report, is excellent. She's not left or right. She's common sense, worked in the administrations, worked at the big, you know, federal bodies. She did it all for herself, managed $300 billion. And everything she's been warning about since she got out of the system decades ago is now coming true. Reminds me of one of the managing directors at Goldman Sachs, Naomi Prinz, been warning people for like 15 years. She was making a lot of money with them, but she just couldn't be part of it because it's so crazy. Now we see this big Dutch banker coming out and talking about how immoral it is. Now it's like just a total coldness towards humanity. And she was just getting to two civilizations. And the elite see it as a breakaway civilization where they siphon off our energy, our money, our inventions, and then build their new system that's basically invisible to us financially, culturally, you name it, under global corporate national security. So, Catherine, if you can, let's get a little bit into what this breakaway civilization is doing and the fact that it admits in all its major white papers it's planning on basically replacing us with machines.
Well, what it's trying to do is organize a global currency that really impacts or really affects much greater central control through the digital systems. So you're really looking at a digital system creation that will work globally, primarily through the money, but the surveillance and intelligence systems are exceptionally important. And I think part of what you're watching going on in North Korea and the Middle East is to try and get everybody into what I call the central banking warfare model. So that's part of it. The other thing is it's absolutely true that new technology is rolling out that will be as impactful as going from an agricultural society to industrial society. So many of the jobs we have now will be automated. And the question is, how do you migrate the opportunities for income to the sort of the middle class and the developed world, and even globally, if you're industrializing agriculture and pushing 2 or 3 billion people out of the land into the cities, what are those people going to do? And so, you know, there are many opportunities for all of us to do many other things, but the entrepreneurial process that needs to happen is being thwarted. That's one of the things that President Trump ran on. So, you know, I think you're asking the right question. What is the end game? And the way I would say it, and we talk about it in the Solari report, is we are really at the cusp, Alex, of deciding, are we going to be a human civilization or an inhuman civilization? And it is absolutely imperative for all of us that believe in a human civilization to just stand and turn to this and say, no, we're not playing. We're not going along.
I know there's more debate inside the globalist power structure now about what's actually being built. And there does seem to be more resistance even in the structure towards following through with this. But even the elites that aren't pure evil, they don't know how to get out of it. Like you said, presidents get captured by it. So even elites get captured by it. It seems like it's just an out-of-control monster. Like Nixon said, it's a wild beast, a machine.
It is a wild beast and machine, and it's got its own momentum. Because the things that have done, you know, I always say crime that pays is crime that stays. Crime has worked, and it has been able, we have been able through keeping this fake news cycle and an absence of financial transparency to allow the people doing the crime to be the most admired. I've watched your frustration during the election with the Clintons. The Clintons are a perfect example of people who continue to be admired and held up as socially respectable when, if you know what they've really been up to, it's unfathomable that they would be considered socially respectable, and that's why it's so important you bust the fake news link. It absolutely can be changed, and it absolutely can be stopped, but it means the rest of us are going to have to focus on what do we do to nurture and build a human civilization, and it starts with understanding that we have a group of people who've got the bit in their mouth, and they want an inhuman civilization. It's very hard for many successful, particularly business people, to understand that it really is that bad. And that's part of what's got to be made clear. It really is that bad. And now we have to create the alternatives. Believe it or not, the alternatives are far more wealth creating than what these folks are up to. It's just more wealth creating for them to own all the wealth. So they would rather have a smaller pie that they control than a much bigger pie. And it's contingent on the rest of us to say, wait a minute, you know, there's a plan that includes all of us that has a much greater pie.
I read a quote by one of the bankers that got into the really, really seedy, dark areas of the psychopath test that they give initiates into this gang. The people who do not underestimate the severity of this are but few, because this is an annihilating force. It hates our guts. It hates our creation. It hates life, and it will do anything to destroy us completely. And the way to do that is to divide humanity. Divide and conquer is their truth, he added. That's very, very profound. So there are very few people out there that actually estimate just how bad this is. I am one of them. Catherine's one of them because she's been on the inside. And we'll talk about these two different worldviews, pro-death, pro-enslavement, pro-life, on the other side. Infowars.com is our website. They're trying to censor it. Please spread the link.
We're on the march. The Empire's
part of the 30-hour global transmission.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is the Forbidden Truth.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
It's Wednesday, May 3rd, 2017. We are now initiating the launch of a 30-hour transmission in defense of the West and free speech, which are both under critical, historic attack. If you simply go to InfoWars.com and spread the link, InfoWars.com/show, and spread our live YouTube and Facebook feeds, as well as tell friends, family, and neighbors about the local AM and FM stations you're listening on, we will gain millions of new listeners today during this special global transmission of mass human awakening and the overthrow of the New World Order technotronic hell-bent globalist technocracy. That's a little cut I did this morning before the live broadcast that we're now 2 hours, 33 minutes, and 55 seconds into. The media makes a joke and says I sound like a professional wrestler or my voice is shot. Professional wrestling is a facsimile of men upset fighting over something. That's the acting. This isn't an act. I have a shot larynx, blown out voice like a 75-year-old man, 75-year-old drill sergeant. But these are epic things that are happening. Le Pen and the Brexit and Trump. And even if those things don't go perfectly our way, It is a manifestation of people being upset about what's going on. I see it overall as very, very positive. And people are waking up. And the fact that the system scared a little old me shows really how pathetic they are. But once the people realize there's a private global corporate government that's above the law, tax exempt, the diplomatic immunity, once they learn there's this breakaway system, in the elite's own words, then we can start a real debate about it. The movie that came closest to this would be Elysium. But then that kind of had a socialist view of how to fix it. And an open borders view. The globalists are imploding the third world, using the giant third world populations to then bring down the first world. Because the first world is already a breakaway civilization that the super breakaway civilization wants to get rid of as well. They want to go back to city states, corporate city states, totally new cities built in rural areas, if you read UN and globalist writings, where only the elite live. Under high security. This is the new system we're going into. The future's here. It's just not equally distributed. That's been said by many people in different ways. We're running some of the biggest specials of the year at InfoWarsStore.com. They're trying to shut us down. They're going after sponsors. A member of the New York Federal Reserve Board suing me. They're coming after us. So 30% off Brain Force, our great nootropic. 20% off Secret 12, methylcobalamin, vitamin B12. 20% off our sleep aid, knockout. 20% off Winter Sun. 20% off Prostagard, 20% off BioPCA, 20% off Biome Defense. We have DNA Forces back in stock, but not for long. I want to thank you all for your support. Defend Free Speech Mega Special. Get Brain Force Plus, again, for 30% off at InfoWarsLife.com. Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste with colloidal silver and iodine is back in stock. It's also 33% off right now. Let me read you a review of Brain Force by Lineman101. In 84 PA, they're telling you the truth. The supplement really is amazing, giving me positive, high-focused attitude throughout the day, excellent memory recall, and smooth, consistent thought process to multitask different projects simultaneously. All of this without the crash you get, that's what we wanted to develop, with caffeine and without the next-day fog with some other supplements. I have and will continue to recommend Brain Force Plus to everyone I know, now with 20% more in each bottle. So many other five-star reviews, InfoWarsLife.com. And when you fund us, it is a serious move towards the globalist, towards their system being brought down. When you go to farmers markets, when you start a local truck farm, when you start a blacksmith shop, when you spend time with your family, when you create your own literature or art or your own music that is outside the corporate system, it brings them down. It's not about left or right, folks. It's about building pro-human systems. And Catherine Austin Fitz of Solari.com is an expert on that. Her amazing magazine is the Solari Report. You definitely want to get this. It's a beautiful magazine. You may think you know all of this, but you don't. And it's great to give as a gift to others. And she's got a new report card for them in the first 70 days. I thought it was pretty good in the first 70. But, boy, after that, he really started turning sideways, still doing some good. So in the 10 minutes we've got, Catherine, I really appreciate your time. I've been asking the questions, and you've already brought up some really thought-provoking, deep information. How's humanity doing? Are we doing better than we were 5 years ago? Are we doing worse? What are other big signposts we should look for? What else do you want to impart to people?
We're doing much better than we were doing 5 years ago, because I think, especially after the bailouts, more and more people understand something significant has to change. So transparency is first. So you have to bring transparency to the problem. After that, you have to go to work on it, but you have to break it down. So I spend every 4 years really in a state of complete frustration, because we keep spending countless hours focused on changing the members of the pro-centralization team in Washington. That's not going to do it. You've got to drain the swamp one county at a time. And as I said, the president can do a lot if you have an 80% consensus. So my theory is you've got to turn the red button green, which is you got to make money pushing the red button. Because, in fact, if you get the local business people, the local banks, the local farmers in a room and start going through the federal budgets and financial statements for your county, just bring it down to a place-based basis. But if you go through all the federal money sources and uses in your county, the credit, the programs, everything else, the local businesses, Alex, can make money and create lots of employment and new entrepreneurial opportunities by getting all that stuff back in a way that's going to help the budget. So when I was at HUD, we used to see people building new HUD housing for $250,000 a unit when $50,000 would buy and rehab a single-family home in the HUD foreclosed inventory in the same four-block area. And I went to the person who ran that program, and I said, look, we could have four or five homes for the price of one. And they said, but how would we generate fees for our friends? Now, you know, we're all dependent directly or indirectly on fees for our friends. And that's why it's so important in every community. They call it participatory budgeting. If you can get the business and banking and financial leadership in every community to start looking for opportunities to re-engineer the federal budget, I assure you there are thousands of them. Why is Washington paying a defense contractor $150 an hour for something that can be teleported into your community for $25 plus health care?
So draining the swamp means transferring the power back to the people and back to the states, but we have to actually be willing to do it, and we'd actually get more of our money back and be more prosperous. And, you know, he talked about that in his powerful January 20th State of the Union speech that I thought was pure Americana. But then the problem is...
So take all the Bernie Sanders supporters and all the Trump supporters in every county, the ones who want to play, and what you say is, okay, how do we make money draining the swamp? Because the way you make money draining the swamp is you take all those financial flows that are going to people who are not, you know, sort of on our team and getting them to flow back onto our team. So where are the honest local banks? Where are the honest businesses who can do a good job? How do you get the whole contracting flow and the purchase flow and the business flow flowing back to them? So switch the money. That's how you do it. And it's very granular. You've got to do it bottom up. If you had a group of Bernie Sanders supporters and Trump supporters working together to plow into the money in every county in America, I assure you Trump would end up...
No, I agree, but here's the problem. The Sanders supporters are right about a lot of corporate greed and corporations being above the law, but then they want socialism, or communism, a lot of them. Don't they get that? Look at Venezuela, look at Cuba, look at North Korea. How do we get them to understand that it is human empowerment and local control that works? I mean, as we know, communism only works locally as well. Nothing works except local.
You take it local, and here's how. And you talk money, you don't talk concept. So I used to be on a great listserv with a community organizer from Ohio, and he and I disagreed on everything. Whenever we talked ideology, we disagreed on everything, and the fights were bitter. Every time we talked about what we needed to do in a local neighborhood and we had a budget and we had the numbers, we agreed in 95% of the time. So you don't.
So ideology gets in the way of cold, hard facts.
Ideology is complete. It's a complete divide and conquer tactic to divide people who all agree that the money should be used lawfully. If you can just agree that the laws of the Constitution and the laws of financial management should be applied to the federal government, then you will get 95% agreement between the Bernie Sanders people
sure.
and the Donald Trump people, and as long as you keep it local.
Because and that's the positive view. Let's look at the globalist view. They admit they want a neo-feudal system where the people are set in a poor system. They use fake environmentalism to control us, ignore all the real environmental crises. They have all these UN Agenda 21s written by the big banks. And then we see big mega banks and the ultra-rich promoting communism and Obama going to Latin America and saying communism's good. There he is in this whole capitalist system, this sick relationship between crony capitalism and any type of authoritarianism, fascism, oligarchies, communism. Do you agree with that, A? And then, B, why is that relationship so pervasive?
Right now, we have a cycle of disrespect between the leadership and the people. And one of the reasons the leadership literally engineered a financial coup d'etat is because they couldn't figure out a way to build a constituency for financial responsibility and get the money run clean. So the United States was built on the principle.
By the way, I was told that by the head of one of the biggest banks in the U.S. on a first class, you know, flight on American Airlines. It was all off record, so I can't say the guy's name. But he basically said, Alex, they're immoral. They don't want it. We've already tried it 50 years ago. We're taking over.
You have a group of people who've had it proved to them again and again. It can't work. And yes, you absolutely have a group that's immoral, but you have plenty of other people. You can't run the system. They can't. The top guys can't run the system without the establishment. You have plenty of people in that establishment who would like to see it work, but they don't know how. And so I've spent a lifetime trying to work out the nuts and bolts. I know it can work. The question is, were the people...
But as Thomas Jefferson said, if you have an immoral population, you can't have a free country.
I disagree. You bring enough transparency to their immorality, and I assure you they will be shunned. So this is why transparency is at the very, very heart of what we need to, we have to do.
And notice, we're more transparent than ever. Big corporations, government, the UN, they're absolutely opaque.
Correct. But they're opaque because we let the money be opaque. And that's why I keep coming back. Follow the money. Don't worry about any of that. Worry about the money in your county. If every county and every person, so let me give you an example. Why is anybody banking at a New York Fed member bank? Why is any person in America banking? So if we're going to continue to support in the marketplace and support with our tax dollars and support people who do this, I mean, this really comes down to who are we going to admire, the lawful or the quote-unquote winner?
Powerful. Catherine Austin Fitz, I just really admire your work. I also get your magazine, and I watch your videos, and then I go, hey, it's been 2 years since she's on. You know, life just starts going faster and faster. Please stay in contact. Please come on whenever you've got breaking news or you want to talk about a subject. You've got Nico's info, and then Nico, try to get her on every few months, but anytime you want on any of the shows here, any of the broadcasts, please come share your knowledge. Thank you so much.
Just keep breaking through the ice, Alex.
One last question. And I want your true answer on this. In your gut, do you think Trump really is a good guy and wanted to fix things?
I think the more Trump worked on the campaign, the more he got interested in real solutions bottom up and saw the possibility. I think now that he's in the swamp trying to get things done, he realizes how dependent he is on the machinery. He's very frustrated, and I think he would like to... You know, he sees the opportunity to make it positive. He's trying to find a way, but he's getting very, very frustrated, and they're carrot and sticking him to death.
Man, you are so on target. That is exactly from my sources and everything. He is really a romantic type person, and he really does want Americana in the 1950s 2.0. He does want wealth for everybody. He's one of the most unracist people out there, for people I know behind the scenes that know him. And he really wants to get rid of the big giant underclasses. He's a guy that's based on the service economy, so he hates seeing people get poor. And the word is he's getting pretty demoralized. The first 70 days, he tried to charge in. They called him a Russian agent. They tried to shut him down. All the agencies rebelled against him, so he started compromising. He's still trying to get the economy turned back on, but you can just see the swamp is draining him.
Well, let's look at this in terms of math. If you look at the total wealth that we have on planet Earth right now, it's 1% of what it could be. So Trump's a money guy, and he understands the possibility to dramatically increase the total pie. What he's up against and starting to understand is the very top of the top don't want to optimize the total pie. They want to keep very tight control and continue to run things in secret. And that's what he's running into, and why he didn't quite understand that completely when he went in, I'm not sure.
That's right. That's why you've got his chief of staff and all of them saying, look, we're dealing with the deep state. They're ignoring us, and the deep state's bragging about it, and it's so arrogant. It's out there trying to organize a violent coup.
I think Trump can't believe that there are that many people willing to go along with something that is inhuman. That's what he finds befuddling. Why are so many humans supporting something that will ultimately lead to their demise or their children's demise? That's what he's struggling to understand. And that's why you have to get into the whole issue, not only of fake news, but using entrainment and subliminal programming and other kinds of mind control techniques.
Sure, that's it. I mean, he made a real run at him in the campaign in the first 70, and then he started giving up, and then Bannon got sidelined because they were going to overthrow him. And so I don't think he sold out. He just compromised and made a deal because he realizes how weak the people are, how weak Congress is. And you're right. We are all the swamp. It's an inside job. We've got to drain ourselves. Catherine Austin Fitz, thank you so much for joining us.
Have a great day, Alex.
That lady is so on target. I mean, she can just crystallize things down to it. She's got a lot of liberals that absolutely love her and conservatives. Really, really smart lady. The Solari Report, hung out about it at solari.com. And you, folks, you may know everything about this. I know a lot about it. You've got to support people like her. You've got to give this to other people. You've got to leave it at coffee shops. You've got to leave it at the barber shop. the salon, at church, whatever. We've got to get this out because a grain of truth can abolish a mountain of lies. But also, a lie goes halfway around the world before the truth puts its pants on, to quote Mark Twain. So this is quite a time to be alive. Mike Cernovich is coming up. I'm going to spend a few minutes with him because I'm a fan of Mike Cernovich. And then, of course, I want to take calls. And I'm the worst about it with all these guests, not taking calls. The calls are amazing, especially when I take a lot of them and the good callers call in. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. I want you to call in. We're going to have different numbers in different studios. That's the network number. Then we've got the number out of the radio studio, the numbers. We've got four studios. So we're going to have different numbers throughout the day in different studios. But I want every host that hosts to take at least 15, 20 minutes of calls, bam, 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 today. So that's and right through tomorrow, the 30-hour broadcast, Infowars.com/show is where you can go spread the link to listen or watch the free podcast, the free iPhone and Android apps, Infowars Live app. It's got the free version. Also, it's the subscription version. I want to thank you all for your support. We've got huge discounts, not just the ones I listed, at Infowarsstore.com. This is how we're funding ourselves. You know, usually I plug once or twice a show. I've been plugging a couple times an hour now because we got to make it through the censorship, through getting our funding cut, through the Federal Reserve Board of New York's lawsuit by the George Soros law firm that's hitting us. We don't have Nazi collaborator money like Soros. We got you supporting us with great products you need. Water filtration, non-GMO heirloom seeds, 40% off right now. Rainforest, 30% off. A lot of other discounts, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, and you'll defeat them. If you take action, you'll get great products, you'll defeat the globalists, and you'll fund the continued operation of InfoWars and hopefully the expansion, because we're hurting them. I want to expand, not just hold my ground.
Mother's Day is next week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 1 dozen assorted roses, plus a free glass vase for $19.99, plus shipping and handling. Go to ProFlowers.com, click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 1616. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. With fresh flowers, guaranteed delivery, and unique vases and accessories that mom will love, Pro Flowers has everything you need to get your Mother's Day shopping done for all the moms you know. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date and it's guaranteed or your money back. 1 dozen assorted roses sent fresh from the fields and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days starting at $19.99. And we'll include a free glass vase. Hurry, Mother's Day is next week and this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to ProFlowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 1616. That's ProFlowers.com. Secret code 1616.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 67cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend, regardless of your credit history. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income. Go to 67cash.com and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 67cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 67cash.com. Type www.67cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 67cash.com. 67cash.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5300. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
What if I say it's not just the other? What if I say it's not just the other? What if I say I'll never surrender? for 2 hours. Myself, Leanne McAdoo, and more coming up in the 30-hour global transmission. Some stations carry the fourth hour. Obviously, most stations don't carry the 30-hour transmission when once a month, every few months, we do an extended transmission. The stations are very welcome to pick up our internet feeds, satellite feeds, you name it, for any of the news that's coming up and a lot of the big guests. Infowars.com/show. Please, in your email, your Facebook, your Twitter, everywhere, if it's exponential, say, this is the forbidden information. This is the guy being sued by George Soros' law firm that he founded. This is the guy being sued by the New York Federal Reserve that actually runs the country. That's who actually runs it. A lot of breaking news at Infowars.com. Report, Kushner hid ties to George Soros. Obamacare repeal gains votes and momentum. A lot of news I'm going to be getting to with Cernovich. I want to go to your calls, Uncle Sam and Shane and Nathan, but I got to play this clip. It's from The Onion, who is more real news than CNN. And you see on CNN all these shows, you know, disgruntled Trump supporters. Trump's having the swamp drain him. He's done devastating stuff for the globe. He's a good guy. You just heard Fitz, who's been known as a pretty famous liberal overall, saying, no, he's for real. They're coming after him. It's real. And we're not backing him enough. And he's surrounded. And we are the swamp, not just Trump. We are the swamp. Said we are the world. That's a good point. We are the swamp. So let's go ahead and play this piece from The Onion. It's pretty funny. If you're a radio listener, the video's on Infowars.com. This is titled A Disgruntled Trump Supporter. Here it is.
I voted for Donald Trump. I voted for Trump because I thought he'd create a better America for everyone. But after reading 800 or so pages on queer feminist theory, I realize now just how much I've been duped. You gotta understand, I come from a small steel town in Pennsylvania. If I had known the foundational text on intersectional theory, I would have never chanted, lock her up, lock her up,
lock her up, lock her up.
We were told Hillary Clinton was the enemy, but it's clear now that the true enemy is a patriarchal, capitalistic society that maintains its ascendance by making powerful and ambitious women appear threatening, only to protect my status in a system purposefully designed to benefit cisset white men like myself. Jesus. When Donald Trump said he would make America great again, it's obvious to me now that he was only trying to play off my own complicity and comfort in an unequal social structure that disproportionately strips women and minorities, particularly trans and genderqueer people of color, of their autonomy and seeks to subjugate them to an inverted and intentionally antagonistic autocratic order. I get that now after I attended a gender-fluid non-binary poetry slam at Swarthmore. A couple of other guys from work attended it too, and now it's all we talk about on the line. I like Trump because I thought he tells it like it is. But you know who really tells it like it is? Judith Butler. Gender is not to culture as sex is to nature. Gender is also the discursive cultural means by which sex nature or a natural sex is produced and established as predecursive prior to culture, a politically neutral surface on which culture acts. If I had just known that back in November, I would have never voted for Trump. God, how could I have been so stupid?
That's right. Gender is an oppressive system, not part of the species. I got to hand it to you. You know the globalists are in trouble when even the leftist foaming at the mouth onion is evacuating the sinking ship. No, Trump has devastated the New World Order. We have devastated the New World Order. Nationalism is devastated. As Catherine Austin Fitz said, we're on the march. The empire is on the run. Mike Cernovich, your phone calls, Leanne McAdoo, and a slew of amazing special guests straight ahead in the 30-hour transmission. We now have 27 hours left. Spread the word. Fire the bat beam. Awaken the people.